But what do you call what people break the ground with in order to plant?
Plow? Breaking plow?
Do you have ever seen any plows? Do you know any names for different kinds of plows?
I know a couple. I mean, it's a breaking plow and a turning plow.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. That's about the only two I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know several other things that they use, but
mm-hmm.
as far as plows go, that's the only two I know.
Well,
a push plow and a mule plow,
that
type,
but as
far as the names of the plows, no, I don't.
And what do you know what, after they plow, do you know what they use to break the ground up?
Discs.
Now, have you ever seen kind of an X-shaped frame that people would use if they were chopping wood to lay logs across?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of them, but I can't remember what you call them. It's the thing they used to use the buck saw in, or the crosscut saw.
A wood rack? Have you?
No. I've never heard it referred to by name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you
looks kind of like a sawhorse, except the tops are extended.
Exactly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And people used to sharpen those straight razors on a leather
strap.
And in a pistol, you put a
bolt.
And a
cartridge.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. And the children play on a thing that goes up and down. They call it a
seesaw or teeter totter.
Now, have you ever seen a kind of a homemade merry-go-round thing children would play on a long time ago that was kind of anchored in the middle, like to a post or something, and then it would turn round and round just to be a board. Have you ever seen one of those?
I've seen teeter totters that do that.
I
think that's how I distinguish between a seesaw and a teeter totter.
Oh,
teeter totter goes around
and
up and down, and a seesaw is just anchored right in the center and just goes up and down.
Good. That's good. One of those things where you tie a long rope to a tree and you let it
put a board in and swing.
And what people carry coal in? Do you remember? Like, did you ever live in a house where they burned coal?
Never had a coal stove.
Coal
bucket, I guess.
What would run like from a stove to the chimney?
Flue.
And a small vehicle that is like for carrying heavy things. It's got one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And did you ever see a kind of a stone to sharpen things with?
Whetstone?
Yeah.
Or an oil stone?
Uh-huh, you've seen. And did you ever see one that was a big one that was fixed with a...
Seen one that you sat down on and pedaled and it rolled
pedaled
around.
Uh-huh.
Usually, I guess the blacksmiths and things like that used to use them for axe grinding and things,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what they call them
mm-hmm.
other than just a big whetstone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The things that we all drive around here, we call those
cars.
And if you took your car into a garage, they might put it up on the rack and check the
oil.
And in addition to oil, I mean, well, another way of saying that maybe like oil but thicker, you call it
grease.
Yeah. And if they were to lubricate it with grease, you'd say that they
greased the car.
And if you got grease all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And do you know what they used to burn in lamps to make them?
Coal.
And inside the tire of a car is the
inner tube.
And if somebody's just built a boat and they're going to go put it in the water, they say that they're going to
launch the boat.
I haven't had an old person that knew that yet. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Flat bottom boat.